So I want to hear about your patient, a really interesting case of BRAF positive disease, this patient with a brain met.
Yeah, it's a young patient who had a BRAF mutant melanoma. He had a lymph node involvement, axillary lymph node, and he also had a bone metastasis. And he was treated with BRAF MEK. He was treated not in my center. When we saw him, he progressed, but he progressed badly because he progressed also in the brain. So he was very young. He is also a colleague, a doctor, a young doctor. And so one brain met and a relapse in the lymph node. And so we decided to do stereotactic radiosurgery on the unique brain met that was asymptomatic and to switch to anti-PD-1 plus anti-CTLA-4. So he was informed of the risk. And then he responded in the lymph node, but he had a big enlargement of the brain mets that was treated by radiotherapy. But, you know, we didn't know if it was just not a good effect, a sort of inflammation due to the treatment, maybe increased by the radiotherapy, or just the radiotherapy was not strong enough to prevent the metastasis to grow, and he became a little bit symptomatic with headaches. So we gave steroid because he had a brain edema, and we worried a lot about this patient. And then we did an MRI, repeated MRI, and finally, 1 month after, the edema began to decrease, and he finally responded. It took some time, and this is important because, of course, we were not going to biopsy his brain. It's not easy. It's not something that you can do. If it had been somewhere else, we could have done a biopsy to try to understand what was happening. But we know we can have this sort of flare, you know. And when you flare in the brain, sometimes it's not very good. But the good thing is that this patient responded totally. He could stop therapy. And now he's off therapy for maybe 1 year. He's doing very well.
Can you talk a little bit more about what we know about flare? You know, what the mechanism is and what happens clinically?
In fact, we have learned that with ipilimumab. We have seen some patients with an initial increase of the size of the metastasis and even sometimes new metastasis, but then secondarily a decrease of the size of the metastasis. So we thought, everybody thought, well, maybe we attract lymphocytes, we induce a big inflammation with the immune system that is activated, and then the immune system does the job, and then afterwards it destroys the metastasis. So it's not very well documented, because even if you do a biopsy, you are going to find some lymphocytes and some tumor cells. But if you don't compare, it's not so easy to really make sure that it's a flare before. The response is given afterwards when you see the metastasis eventually decrease in size or disappear. So this is happening more frequently with ipilimumab than with anti-PD-1. We think it's maybe about 10% of the cases of the responses with ipilimumab that are preceded by an increase, but it's much less frequent with the anti-PD-1. It creates a difficult situation. You know, the patient have to be explained. We have to tell the patient, well, you know, it doesn't seem to respond right now, but we don't know if it's because it just does not work, which happens quite a lot, you know. Response rate 40%, it means that in more than 50% of the cases, you just do not respond. Or if you are not in a too critical situation, you can wait a little bit more, do another CT scan, and really hope that you will see a response a little bit later.
I guess there's really no way to know whether it's an actual flare or just the disease continuing to get worse.
No, just the time will tell you that.
So I'm kind of curious, you know, the one other place that I've heard stories, you know, of cases that seems like maybe more common where you see people progressing before they get better is renal cell cancer. Do you think that's true?
Well, I'm not really an expert. I'm not an expert in renal cell cancer at all. I heard that also. And there are quite a lot of similarity between renal and melanoma. These are the two cancers where we were fighting to try to treat with immunotherapy for a long period of time. So, you know, maybe this same kind of phenomenon can happen.
Yeah, that's kind of, I've heard people say that.